And look, let me just say this, is that Dia de los Muertos is just a counterfeit resurrection.
Yeah, right.
Because you got to think about it, you know, Satan can't come up with anything original. So everything that he does is a counterfeit of what God does. But obviously, it's whack, it's lame. Because Day of the Dead, what they want to do is resurrect their dead family members for 2 days. I mean, they don't even see them. And obviously, I don't believe it happens at all. If they see any type of apparition, I just think that's just a demon. Okay? Because that individual is dead. You know, hopefully, maybe some of them were saved. And if they weren't, you know, according to the Bible, they're in eternal damnation. Okay? But it's a counterfeit resurrection. Whereas the true resurrection of Jesus Christ lasts forever.
Amen.
Right? Look what it says in 2 Peter chapter 2. In verse number 14, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Now, what does it mean that he loved the wages of unrighteousness? It means that he was paid to do some soothsaying. That's what it meant. Because he was a diviner. He was a soothsayer, and he was paid for that. And in fact, Balak tried to pay him. If you remember the story, back in Numbers, Balaam wanted to pay him, but you know what? Balak wanted to pay him, but then Balaam would consult with the Lord and say, you can't curse my people. So what did Balaam have to do? He had to convince Balak to try to get Israel to sin by fornicating and committing idolatry, and therefore the curse of God would be brought upon their nation because of that. He couldn't curse them. He had to basically teach them how to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel in order so God can basically chastise that nation. That's what took place there. But he did it why? For money. It's not because he wanted, you know, to, because he really liked Balak and he was just against Israel. He just loved the wages of unrighteousness.
Yeah.
And every single palm reader out here, look, folks, if you think that the higher ups who are for Dia de los Muertos really care about your dead loved ones, find out how much money they're making from that.
Yeah.
Tons of money. They don't really care about your dead loved ones. They want you to believe these fables so that they can make money off of you. That's what it's for.
Right.
It says there in verse 16, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. And so, you know, it's simply a worship of death. You're evoking spirits. There's altars that are being made. Folks, they even make bread for the dead. And, you know, it's so crazy to me that, you know, you think of, you know, let's say you lose a loved one, okay? Go to their gravesite. Let's say a child is lost or something. You know, you put some toys there. You honor them, you know, with some things, whether you put toys or things that will remind you of them. These people will literally put, like, shots of tequila there. Cigarettes, tequila, alcohol. It's like, is that really honoring to your lost loved ones? Does that really honor their memory? Folks, I remember one time, Brother Albert, actually, you and I went. We went to a funeral one time. I don't know if you remember. And it was a guy, he was saved, but he just lived a really worldly life. He ended up dying. I don't remember if it was because of cancer or what it was. I remember like a heart attack. But he lived a really worldly life. And you know what? When they buried him, they literally put, you know, alcohol in his pocket along with cigarettes on his fingers and everything. It's just like, that's how he was buried. Do you remember that? And I remember going there because, you know, I knew the man. He used to go to our church. I'm like, this is so dishonoring to the dead. Like, how in the world do you think you're honoring this individual by putting a cigarette between their fingers and a bottle of tequila in their, you know, how embarrassing is that resurrection going to be?
Yeah.